following podcast is a Jill Divine Media production.
Evoke Creative is a proud sponsor of Two Kids and a Career. They help small business owners like me brand with purpose and market with intent. The ladies at Evoke Creative will help make your digital presence known. Learn more at evokecco.com. That's evokecco.com. Two Kids and a Career is brought to you by Blondin Real Estate. They're a family-owned boutique-style brokerage with over 40 years of experience serving the counties that surround St. Louis. See the properties they have to offer at blondinrealestate.com. That's blondinrealestate.com. Hi there, and welcome to Two Kids and a Career. I'm Jill Divine. As an entrepreneur, wife, and mama, the daily grind of trying to build a business while taking care of kids and trying to maintain a healthy connection with my hubby, it's a lot. With this podcast, you're going to hear candid conversations with other moms, parenting experts who can share their knowledge and insight, or you'll just hear me rambling to get it all out. There's going to be tears, there's going to be laughter, but most importantly, there will be support. Take a listen and connect with me so we can grow and learn from one another. This is Two Kids and a Career.
Welcome to episode 125 of Two Kids and a Career, the last episode of 2022. It is Wednesday, December 21st, 2022, and guess which mama is not ready for Christmas? If you guessed me, you are correct. You in the same boat as me, or are you one of those that gets everything ready way in advance? And if you are, I am very envious. And it's really kind of outside of my character because I am definitely a planner and I am organized and I know exactly what's on the calendar. I mean, I have things through next year, like middle of the year already on my calendar, but oh, the hustle and bustle with the holidays, it just gets me. And I think it's because I am focused on all those other things that I need to get done for work or someone else or whatever. And so then I kind of rush at the last minute. I tried it a couple times. I actually did it once this year, but it was by mistake. But I try to, especially with my girls being as young as they are, 4 and 6, I can find different toys throughout the year and stash them because they're not at that age really where they're going to be disappointed if they get something that I picked out during the year at Christmas time, even if I got it in February. Does that make sense? So I try to spread out the budget, so to speak, the money, so that when it comes time for the holidays, I'm not completely overwhelmed with the amount of spending that I am getting ready to embark on. And I know it's not just about the spending. Trust me, I do. But that's one little tip I try to do. And I think, I can't remember if I've mentioned this before or not, but I also like to do that in regard to giving. So around this time, if not earlier, you start seeing a lot of different organizations asking for items for those that are in need. And so a lot of times people will end up not purchasing something or they're just strapped for cash. It just happens. But if you kind of make a note, like for me in my calendar, okay, in March, pick up a toy and then you just stash that away, then you have it for the holidays. And that's always a feel-good situation. So it's just me today as I'm rambling on in this week's conversation of Two Kids in a Career because in the past, I usually just take a little bit of a break for the holidays and then come back with a new season. And so I'm going to do that again. And so I'm just ending solo this season, season 7. I can't believe that it's episode 125. It blows my mind that I'm already at episode 125. So I just want to thank you for riding along with me on this journey and with the adjustments I made. So in season 7, which was the whole year of 2022, I decided to take some pressure off of myself and release episodes biweekly, every other week, basically. Because releasing them every week was becoming a little bit too stressful for me because I'm kind of a one-man band here and doing all the editing and recording and stuff. So, I made that switch and it feels good. Another reason why I made that switch is I don't think that I've really talked much on this podcast about another podcast that I produce and host. And I have made mention before about what happened once my radio career ended and how I am working for my church, Messiah St. Charles, and it's located in a suburb outside of St. Louis, Missouri. And so one of the things that I do at the church is I'm the community groups coordinator, which means I am basically in charge of our community groups. Some people refer to them as small groups. Some people refer to them as life groups. But they're groups of people that come together to grow spiritually and connect relationally. And it's just it's a really cool thing to be a part of. It's kind of like a puzzle piece for me. And I'm one of those people, I like to help others and connect others. So it's really a great position for my personality and for what I like to do. But the other thing that I ended up starting at the church is a podcast called Normal Goes a Long Way. And that is all about my faith journey. And it kind of goes to the beginning of my faith journey and where I am now, but then weaving in experts to ask them the questions that I have, because I am growing my faith and I don't feel 100% confident in talking about it, as far as when somebody comes to me and says, well, why this or why that? And I'm like, I don't really know. So that's what that podcast is really all about. It's Normal Goes a Long Way. You can find it wherever you get this podcast as well. And so that was another reason why I decided to release episodes bi-weekly, because I'm also doing that podcast.
Before we continue with this week's conversation, I want to hit pause to talk to you about Zencastr, because Zencastr is how you're able to even hear this episode. So I've been using Zencastr since the beginning, since I went on my own with my podcast. And one of the reasons that I went with Zencastr is because I heard about it from another podcaster. It was an easy way to record interviews with others remotely. And since then, I have seen Zencastr grow so much, and it is so awesome to be a part of it. For example, now you can do video recording with your podcast episodes. This didn't happen before with Zencastr, but now so many people love the video aspect of podcasting, and Zencastr realized that, and they said, all right, let's do this. Let's make this happen. Now, this is currently unseen on the market because Zencastr is the only platform to offer automatic video distribution. So if video is the way that you want to go with your podcasting, Zencastr is the way that you should go. They also make it very easy to record with up to 11 participants. Now, that gives me a little anxiety thinking about all those people talking, but for some people, it works. So up to 11 participants you can have on any episode that you record. See for yourself. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code 2KIDSANDACAREER. You'll get 30% off your first 3 months of Zencastr Professional. I want you to have the same easy experiences I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Now let's get back to this week's conversation.
So in thinking about season 8 and launching episode 126, which will happen on Wednesday, January 4th, 2023, I thought, okay, so we're going to do something different. Am I going to change the direction of it? What am I going to do? And really, I think the answer is no, just keep doing what I'm doing. What I've learned over this last year and with season 7 is that it is still all about the stories and the experts. I got a lot of feedback regarding the conversations that I had with taking care of your parents, like being the sandwich generation, or some will say the panini generation. We haven't really addressed that in all of these seasons, and I addressed it more in this past season and maybe only twice. So I got lots of feedback on that, people wanting to hear more. One of the things that I talked about a couple times this season, which was also new, having the talk with your kid, whatever age they are. And I got a lot of great feedback on that as well. And I think sometimes it's like, well, I don't want to have those hard, tough conversations, but if I can hear an expert's opinion or an expert's advice on how to approach it, then it makes it a little bit easier. And so I will have those episodes linked up in the show notes on JillDevine.com where you can hear those episodes in case you missed them. But I still want to just go with experts. I still want to go with just stories. And I had mentioned to you about Normal Goes a Long Way, and one of the reasons why is because there is some overlap. There are some guests that I have on this podcast that I think would be great for Normal Goes a Long Way, and I think that there are guests on Normal Goes a Long Way that I think would be great for this podcast. So there might be a little bit of sharing between the two, and I think it would be beneficial for all involved. Other than that, I'm just going to keep asking that if you have a certain topic you want covered or you know of a certain guest that would be great for this podcast, or maybe you're that guest you want to be on. That actually happened in season 4 with Kebony Howard. That's how we kicked everything off. She just got a hold of me on social media and said, hey, I have a story to tell. I want to talk. I said, let's do this. I will also link that episode at JillDevine.com. But if those things apply to you or you know someone who it would apply to, please reach out to me. And I'm not saying that just because. I really, truly mean it. Hello at JillDevine.com. Or you can reach me on the social medias. I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter. I am on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. And when you go to JillDevine.com, you can find all those handles there for you. The other thing that I did want to mention before I say goodbye for the year of 2022 and season 7 is I have to thank you for your support of this podcast and for any time you send me a note, whether that's through email or social media. I mean, just, I won't lie to you. There's been times when I feel a little spread thin. And I will turn to God, I'll turn to prayers, I'll turn to friends, I'll turn inside and say, should I keep doing this? What am I contributing? Am I being helpful? I mean, I love doing this. I love it, I love it, I love it. But just sometimes it can feel very isolating, just like motherhood, where you just don't know if someone's listening, or you don't know if you're, you know, just alone. And when I start to have those thoughts or those feelings, you come through. You send a note, you make a comment, you reach out, and I know exactly where I should be. So thank you for your support, and thank you for sharing this with others. It really truly, truly does make a difference for me. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank our sponsors. Blondin Professional Real Estate and Evoke Creative have been a sponsor since day one. And it's been amazing to watch their growth and to have them support me and to have them be behind me from the very beginning. And then Elemental Aesthetics came on and they've already signed up for a whole nother year. So I am so extremely grateful that these three sponsors are staying on for a whole nother season. And maybe your business or someone you know, their business would like to be a sponsor. I would love to have you on board. Come on, get ready. Season 8, it is right around the corner. We can get you started. All you have to do is contact me, hello@JillDevine.com, and we'll make it work. We'll figure it out. I would love to support your business, and I would love to hear from you. So if that's of interest, I'd love to talk to you. Again, Season 8, Episode 126. It will launch on Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. I can't wait to talk to you again then. In the meantime, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I hope it's a fabulous time filled with tons of memories and full of love.